Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Well, I'm playing this one for a reason here, Sue. Do you know why? Are you putting this one in Sue's news? Did I steal something from you?
No, but I like it.
It's, you know, I was watching some videos today of Michael Hutchence and INXS and what he was doing on stage, and he was amazing. It was very sad and tragic, you know, suicide, and Michael Hutchence would have been 65 years old today. 65 years old, and this is such a great song, right?
It is.
All of INXS, really good.
Yeah.
There you go. In honor of Michael on his 65th birthday. Michael Stipe turned 65 a couple of weeks ago, too. Tim Sommer, our friend, wrote about that. It's kind of crazy when you got the aging rock stars that are getting up, well, even past our age. I'll just put it that way. Fred's in the studio. Sue Thomas, of course, got Sue's News. Our friend Alex Rich from Y98 joins on a Wednesday afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing well. Excited to be here. I want to start off by saying I saw Six last night at the Fox.
So did Fred.
I was there. It was great.
Fred, I mean,
amazing.
Was that one of the best things you've ever seen?
Yeah, it is. And it's very simple set-wise, but music-wise, sound-wise, sight-wise.
Unbelievable.
Okay, choreography.
So every aspect of this show was absolutely incredible. I didn't know at all what to expect, Mark. They came out, did the first number, and I turned to Annie and I said, "You're telling me the entire show is like this?"
And it's that and high it energy, is. And it's all six of the actresses are amazing.
Okay, now wait, let's back up.
I felt like it was an elevated storytelling Spice Girls concert that was the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life.
So I'm not very, this is some sort of spin on Henry VIII, right?
Mm-hmm. It's about the six wives of Henry VIII.
Okay.
And each one has a story.
It's British in its origin, is that true or not? Or does it really matter?
Well, other than the fact that it's based on Henry VIII, yeah.
Yeah, I would have to guess.
Yeah, it's a lot of
No, I guess I didn't know if it started
American humor in it, too.
Well, you know, I just learned Henry VIII is the king in Hamilton. So if you've seen Hamilton, the king in that is Henry VIII. But I would have to assume it actually, some of it happens in Germany. Some of it happens in, I don't know.
Because the ladies were spread about.
Right. They were, he had a lady in every town, Mark.
But you liked it, Fred, quite a bit, too?
Oh, I liked it a lot. He had six wives, and let's help me remember.
One was beheaded?
Beheaded. Two were beheaded.
Two were dead.
Two were divorced. Yeah. One died, and one survived.
Mm-hmm.
Seems happy.
Quite the show.
Why did I ignore that invite? Because that seems like something I would have enjoyed.
It's a good one.
Yeah. It really was.
It won the 2022 Tony Award for Original Best Original Score, Music and Lyrics, and it won 23 awards in all. It's supposed to be
great. Deserving.
All right, so it's at the Fox right now. On the entertainment front, before we move on to Sue's News, I was in Las Vegas over the weekend. I did not see Saturday Night Live. I usually don't really care, but I love Chappelle. Sue, we love Chappelle, right?
Yeah,
I wanted to see what Chappelle did on SNL. So I watched the set this morning, and he started off with some election stuff, and I thought it was okay. But he moved on to some other things that I thought were funny. I just want to play one bit here because, you know, Dave was talking about the P. Diddy sex parties, if you will, right? And he was talking about how, you know, people ask him, he's a big Hollywood celebrity, right? Was he there? Was he invited to any of these?
My friends asked me. They say, "Dave, did you know anything about those freak off parties?" And I'd be like, "Nah, man. I know anything about the freak off." And they all look at me like, and they'd be like, "Well, how all these people you know was at the freak off, but you's the only one that wasn't at the freak off." And I thought about it for a minute. I said, "Oh my God, I'm ugly.
I mean, how else could you take it, right?
That is hilarious.
Everyone's getting invited. So I thought it was a pretty good set. I love Dave, so I can appreciate it. Look, he got a little, he does this, though. You know, he kind of, Trump calls it weaving. I think Dave weaves as well.
Yes,
he really does. And he told the story at the end of the monologue about Jimmy Carter and the Palestinians, and was, you know, he was sending a little bit of a message there because of a personal story that he shared. But the first couple of bits, you're saying that one of the bits that they do is from his show?
Chappelle's show. And one of the guys from that show is on it with him, and it's got foul language in it, so you can't play it.
What's the bit?
It's almost a dating show.
Okay, I missed that one. I'm going to have to watch that. Yeah. I did, like, the first
It's
couple,
not for the kids. I'll just say that.
Okay, but neither is any of Saturday Night Live. Although, I can still remember, you know what's funny about this is that something kind of took me back to, like, 1975, 1976. A couple of nights ago, just bear with me here, a couple of nights ago, I was already asleep. My wife was awake in the kitchen. It was kind of late. It was like 12:30. Alexa came out of her room, and she said something like, "Mommy, you know, do you know what the people are doing?" Something about the people and stuff like that. And she walked right back in her room. She has no recollection of this whatsoever. It was like a sleepwalking thing.
Wow.
And I did that when I was her age. I would do that every once in a while. You know, and I don't really remember. I remember kind of waking up. But I also remember when I was that age, watching the beginning. You know, we're on SNL 50 now with the 50th anniversary, and I remember watching SNL trying to, maybe I was 11 or 12 years old, I guess I still had a babysitter, and there was this, you know, I don't, some of this is unclear, but I do know that one babysitter that I had, and there were three young girls that lived right next door to me. My friend Jim Janis had three sisters, and each and every one of them babysat, and his middle sister Laura was babysitting for me, and I was trying to sneak a look at SNL, and she was, as I remember it, she was kind of allowing me to, and then and some of us will remember this, the Josh Ramsay VD caseworker bit came on, and it was, I think, in the first or second year. Hilarious bit, not so great for a 10 or an 11-year-old, so the babysitter sent me up to bed. But I, you know, it's weird because that's a memory that I have that kind of sticks out from, you know, all those years ago.
What memories? A memory I have as a child is, I guess maybe when I was between, you know, middle ages, like early teens, 10 to 13 maybe.
You were Freddie Lewis back then. I don't know, yeah.
My parents would always, my bedtime was after Johnny Carson's monologue.
Oh, how
so
funny.
I could stay up for the first 10 minutes of the Tonight Show, hear his monologue, then I had to go to bed.
Aw,
that wasn't a bad deal.
Yeah, no.
I think I would have taken
that's
that
late.
Deal. Yeah, let's do this here.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Side note, I have a friend who's a sleep eater.
How does this work?
Ooh. You get up, and she said it doesn't happen every night. But every now and then, she will come out, and there will be chips that she has eaten like an entire bag and doesn't remember it.
But
in the middle of the night, her husband finally said, I'm going to stay up and watch for this.
Okay, but wait, this is a fair question.
Yes.
Because this has been documented. Is Ambien involved?
Oh, I don't know.
You got to ask her that, because this is something that does happen. That people, you know, kind of, and I take Ambien. I don't take as nearly as much as I used to, thankfully, because I don't have as many sleep problems. But you kind of can get zapped with your memory, and it does make you want to eat and gives you the munchies. So I'd be curious to see if that's happened.
Interesting.
I will tell you that there is a period where, my wife will vouch for this, I remember in particular when I was living in the city. So this would have been 2008, 2009. And I was having a lot of sleep problems, because what happened was, when I came back here to St. Louis, I did, this is weird, but I did like 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. in the morning on KMOX. Yeah. And then I did 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. And then I did something I don't even know. And then they moved me to afternoon. So my sleep schedule was just completely discombobulated. But I do remember a few things of ice cream, waking up in the morning, seeing those, and I'm like, I don't really remember eating that stuff.
Interesting.
Yeah, maybe, that's what,
maybe, remember you used to send out the emails? Mark Reardon would be infamous in the office talking about ice cream. Maybe it was you the whole time. You would accuse everybody else.
Stealing Fritz's?
Yeah, you would accuse everybody else in the whole office of stealing the ice cream.
Right.
Little did you know.
Well, two things.
It was
custard.
Remember.
It was Fritz's custard. I wasn't dropping Ambien during the day. Let me just assure you of that.
That's good to know.
My problem isn't sleep eating. I think it's wake eating.
Yeah, I understand that, Fred. That's most people.
I told you, Alex. He knows my friend Fitz. One time, on an airplane, I dosed Fitz with an Ambien. I thought I was giving him a Xanax.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
That was great.
I can't imagine.
Could
how
have
that
been
went
maybe
over.
Charged with a felony for that, but you know, he was okay.
It's not the only first time.
No, no, it wouldn't be. Thank you very much, Alex.
On this day in history, 41 years ago in 1984, a Ridley Scott directed commercial introduced the Apple Macintosh computer.
Ooh.
It was during Super Bowl 18.
Yeah.
And that was the Los Angeles Raiders beat the Redskins 38-9. Barry Manilow sang the national anthem, and Marcus Allen was the MVP. Isn't that crazy just
combo.
To remember? It's
Love
just
it.
Nuts.
Was Madden coaching still then?
Oh, 84? I don't know. Look it up.
I'm
might
sure.
be.
Yeah, right?
So, in other words, he drove there because, you know, he hated to fly.
That's right. Yeah.
It's also National Hot Sauce Day. Fred can't handle it. What about you, Alex?
I'm not a huge fan of it, no.
Mark?
No, Bannon was gone at that time. You huh? retired in 79. That's what I
good
thought.
To know.
Yeah, there you go. What was the question? I'm sorry.
Hot sauce. Yes, no.
I've become, as I get older, I'm even less, open to really spicy stuff. So maybe
oh,
no.
That's interesting. I find it better and better the older I get. Well, they say that Instacart has released a big report that looked at which states use the most hot sauce per capita. New Mexico, of course, was the top. 31.9 ounces per customer. Good gravy. Frank's Red Hot is the most popular in the Midwest, but they say in Missouri, Berman's Hot Sauce is popular at Aldi's, and that's apparently number one in Missouri.
Huh.
I've never heard of it, but I'm not a big Aldi's shopper, and I probably should be.
What's
they freak
local...
me out with paying for the carts, and I don't know how
it
works.
Wait, hold on. What?
Who?
You have to pay for the carts
I
there?
I think so. I don't know if that's still a thing, but I went there once, and you were supposed to pay a quarter, and I didn't really understand how that worked, and so I did
wow.
not go back.
Yeah, I don't know that I go
that
to the Aldi's.
That one time was all it took.
So, yeah,
so
it freaked
never
me
gone.
Out.
It was 8 years ago.
I need to have somebody explain it to me, and then I'll be better at it. All right, they found that, well, first let me do this one. JetBlue announced that they're accepting Venmo now. Now, that's fine. I think that's really handy, but it doesn't make you say, you are a respected airline. You know what I mean? But they are accepting Venmo. You can pay for flights online using your Venmo balance. They're also adding the option to their app in the coming months. They're doing it to attract more customers, presumably younger ones. Quote, adding Venmo offers a seamless payment option for customers who enjoy the ease and convenience of the Venmo platform. Mm. What do you think, Mark?
Well, I think my first reaction is if you have a Venmo account, you also have a bank account. Why can't you use your ATM? But it is pretty simple to just fill it
Boom.
Out, press go. So
yeah.
I get that. I do.
Like a lot of people have balances on Venmo that's high, and they could just pay out of that instead of having to transfer it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a bad thought,
I
Alex.
I don't hate it. I think it's a way where if you've got a Venmo balance, look, maybe... maybe somebody else is looking at your credit cards. Maybe somebody else is looking at your statements and you don't want it to cut. Maybe it's a surprise. Maybe you're taking somebody on a surprise
good
trip.
Point.
Sounds like something you've done.
Oh,
Alex,
that's a
but,
really
well,
good
no,
point.
No,
that actually is
me.
A good point.
But
it
you know
is.
What I mean? So
yes.
you don't see it be transferred for you don't see it on the bank on the credit card
oh,
statement. You're just
genius.
Seeing it on, out of the Venmo account,
look
which you really only have.
I think there might be something to that.
Yeah,
like
that's
that.
A really good
I,
idea.
But I actually keep a zero balance in my Venmo. It's like I don't know
me
why.
Too.
I just it's I don't
I
trust
do
it in
right.
I'm afraid it's gonna get
same.
Stuck in the app.
I do love Venmo though, because it makes it so easy. Like
so
my
easy.
My trip to Vegas was easy. I owed Rick some money for meals and tickets and stuff. Boom, just shoot the Venmo.
How that's, do you feel about the people though that use like the other like Cash App or Zelle or some
ridiculous.
Of these others?
Stop it. We use Venmo.
Yeah,
that
I agree.
Other stuff doesn't work for me.
I agree.
No.
Sorry
what about your
it.
Apple Wallet? Do you
I like that.
Apple
yeah,
wallet?
I use the Apple
all
wallet
the time.
Sure.
Oh yeah,
Apple Pay. Yeah,
I'm just
mm-hmm.
getting used to that.
We have a different wallet in
oh.
the other world. An annual Gallup poll found that lobbyists is the least trusted profession, or at least way down there. That is not a surprise.
Isn't Jane Duker a lobbyist?
I don't know.
Offer some examples right there.
They don't ask yeah. about every job in the world, but of the 23 jobs listed, lobbyists rank last. 4% of Americans rate them as more honest and ethical than average. The least trusted profession is... being a member of Congress, not a surprise.
Right. And then I think a member of the media is really not
yeah.
too far.
Yeah, rest
that.
Of the bottom five are TV reporters, advertisers, and car salespeople.
Ah, the poor car salespeople.
Mm-hmm. This one kind of cracked me up. Kid Rock said President Trump. Yeah, okay, the two of them are kind of buddies. So when Kid Rock said the Secret Service wouldn't let him use strippers during his inauguration performance, naturally President Trump had to call and check to see if it was true. Okay, here's how Kid Rock describes it. He says at first he was surprised Trump had the time to call him. He said he's got a lot on his plate, I think. But he calls and said, did the Secret Service really tell you you can't use strippers? And Kid Rock says, I was like, no, sir, I was just joking around. And he goes, ah, that's funny.
Oh, my.
I don't know. That story just cracked me up. And finally, it Sue's news.
Have you ever seen Kid Rock?
Like in concert? No.
Never.
Unbelievably entertaining. But he has, like, stripper cages on both sides of
Does
the stage.
He really?
Used to. Yeah, he used to have dancers. And right. Look, I saw Kid Rock at a Harley Davidson anniversary party in Milwaukee. They always do these anniversaries.
Wow.
It might have been the 95th or 100th. I can't remember. But he was so impressive as a performer. And I didn't like the guy at all at that time. He blew me away as an entertainer. I bought tickets to see him the next time he came to Milwaukee.
I'll be darned.
So, doesn't El Monstero have, like, dancers on side of the
oh,
stage?
Oh, yeah, they do. Yeah. Yes, they do.
I remember
it's not unlike Kid Rock.
My 10 and 12-year-old sons to a concert. And they were like, holy cow.
It does depend on the year. But I was at that year, too, Fred. Yeah. They don't always, because they, you know, El Monstero changes up the act okay. every year. But yes, they have had strippers, like, from the East Side. I mean, they were imported, realistically. They were real. I appreciate that. Homegrown talent, Fred, is what I'm trying to say.
I wondered where that was right. going. It finally ensues news. We have today's random fact. I did not know this. North Korean women have to get one of 18 different hairstyles and have to be approved by the government. So they have 18 approved hairstyles that you can have as a woman in North Korea.
Huh.
Men have to choose from one of 10. And that's it for Susan.
I mean, if we're really kind of breaking some of this stuff down, if you go out to Chesterfield, there's like 10 haircuts that the ladies have, right? Wouldn't you say?
10? Oh, my gosh.
You think about?
Maybe 12,
no.
something
Infinite
like that.
Numbers.
I'm just teasing. Come on, we're coming back with more.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We got Alex Rich, 198, hanging with us here on a Wednesday afternoon. Fred, the Hall of Famer, Sue Thomas as well. Before I get to my executive orders, I thought this was just unique, and we're all sports fans here, and I had not heard about this story. This happened a couple of nights ago. The goalie for the Washington Capitals, Logan Thompson, said he was distracted on the ice by a tray of cheese-covered nachos thrown on the ice.
Huh.
Did you hear about this one?
Huh.
I did not.
Corey Perry scored on him in Edmonton on Tuesday night, and I guess somebody threw some nachos onto the ice. Less than 5 minutes into the period, the Oilers skated into the Capitals zone with the nachos already having been tossed onto the ice by a fan. I guess there was a pass of the puck to Perry, who blasted the shot a few feet away, and the goalie, then he started pointing toward the nachos, you know, basically saying I was distracted. They protested. It didn't really matter. The nachos won the day. So you don't hear that very often. So I have a couple executive orders that I would like to issue here this afternoon on this show. And I've asked the team to contribute as well. And if you would like to contribute, you can also join the chat on the YouTube channel or on the X, formerly Twitter. You can tweet at me here this afternoon. But here's what I was thinking. One of these is probably near and dear to everyone's heart that's in this studio here this afternoon. We work for Odyssey here in St. Louis. It's a national radio company, people all over the country. For whatever reason, I've just decided there's two kinds of people in this world. People who choose not to reply all to emails that are sent on a company email, and people who do choose to reply all.
I don't get it.
I don't either.
You know who you are out there. You know who you are. and we need you to stop. So my executive order would be to ban all, you know, reply all emails, company emails, because they're unnecessary virtue signaling, and you don't have to do it. One of our favorite things is we have a new engineer that's coming into the building. I can't wait to meet him. I'll say hi. We'll bring him into the studio, introduce him to everyone. But everyone, they had an announcement yesterday. Everyone's congratulating the dude on the email, including the morning show from Kansas City that doesn't even work in this building.
Doesn't that get you?
Yes, it did.
Every time that they send one, I'm like,
what are you doing?
Dude, you don't even know. Like,
what in the world? It's ridiculous. And again, I don't know why people do. It's some sort of psychological weird thing. And if you do it, I'm just telling you, you kind of need help.
Like, what goes through your mind? Like, why can't you just...
Send it to the one person. That's a rhetorical question. I'm telling you, it's virtue signaling.
It's weird.
It's a psychological thing that people feel that they need to do. Okay, here's another one. And I think I could get some solidarity on this one with the 47th and the 45th president of the United States. We got to go back to $2.99 a 12-pack Diet Cokes. This is utterly ridiculous, right? I don't care about your Coke Zero, your regular Coke, your Diet Pepsi, your Dr. Pepper. I don't care about any of that. What I care about is what my president and I enjoy and depend on a daily basis, probably about 7 or 8 cans, $2.99 Diet Coke 12-packs, executive order. I think it can be done. This one you guys might appreciate, too. I do think that the day after the Super Bowl should be a holiday. Come on, no one wants to work the day after the Super Bowl. And then I'll offer one more St. Louis-focused executive order. Maybe this is something a lot can relate to as well. When you're driving through downtown St. Louis, when people are here, there's not a lot of cross-intersection traffic sometimes. So you'll sit at lights, and there's nobody coming. And you'll sit at that light for a couple minutes, and there's no one coming in the other direction. So I would issue an executive order to have more flashing lights, flashing yellows, in the city of St. Louis. Let's face it, even on the reds, people aren't stopping.
Sure.
So how about some more flashing yellows for the city of St. Louis? So those are my executive orders that I perhaps would issue here this afternoon. Most prominently, the one about Diet Coke.
Well, I was going to take your Diet Coke one a step further and say that I think like every brick-and-mortar business, should be like a requirement to offer one free Diet Coke to every person that comes in the door.
I like that. You know, hair saloon does that.
They and I wish more companies would be like the hair saloon. Because why not? You know? If you're craving like the Diet Coke like us, Mark, there's no...
They do the mini cans.
Yeah, that's all I'm asking for. Right. You know, I think that should be part of it. One of mine, though, was I think that men should not be able to wear thong flip-flops.
Hello! Totally agree. Wait. Unless you're at the beach, in which case I understand that it works better than tennis
shoes. Yeah, and I get that, you know, you might be going for comfort, but...
It's not
you're
good.
You're putting this between your two toes, and that's comfort. I mean, I get the slide on. The slide I'm okay with, but the flip-flop, the thong one... Little much for me.
I've really come around on this issue. As someone who used to flagrantly violate that particular rule, I'm with you completely.
They're horrible.
Yes. Well, in public, for sure. I mean, it's different
if you're taking the trash out.
Yes, yeah. Well, it's useful. That's fine.
Right.
If you're utilizing that, so I'm with you on that.
I also think a four-day work week, obviously, that's been something we've discussed for quite some time. I think, you know, I've always kind of been a little bit of a fan of the middle of the week off day, the Wednesday off, and still the you know, regular weekends that we have, or a Monday off. Nobody really likes the Mondays.
That's true. You know
what? Here's a fair question. Do you even work 5 days a week?
I'm always working.
Okay.
You know?
Grind never
stops. I can't make the case for a 4-day work week because my 5-day work week doesn't even add up to half a work week for most people.
It's true at times.
Hard for me to, you know, although I'd be fine with it if there's an executive order issued.
Sure.
Fred, do you have any?
Oh, yeah, I do. I think all dollar store items should go back to $1.
What are they?
A good one.
A dollar and a quarter.
Yeah, more than that. I think even more than a dollar and a quarter. Yeah.
But as long as the first number is one, that's doable, right?
How they get away with it.
I think that's how they get away with it now. I'm serious.
Oh, you're probably right.
All city streets should be cleared of ice and snow within 2 days of a snowfall.
Totally agree.
How about that? That'll never happen there. You know how this is a fantasy game when that comes up, right? Because
that's
never going to happen.
Speaking of fantasy games, how about a ban on Major League Baseball even starting to think about doing the golden at-bat when it comes to baseball? You know,
what is the golden at-bat?
That is one that Trump should sign. Explain the golden at-bat to Alex. You
would
haven't heard about
it. I don't know about it.
It would allow a visiting team at some point, or is it the trailing team?
Either team could play.
Use one player to bat out of order at one time during a game.
When you need a ringer.
You got Arnauto, Goldschmidt, and Lars Nootbaar up to bat, and you don't want Goldschmidt because he forgot how to hit, so you put in Jordan Walker or something like that for your golden at bat. It's kind of a ridiculous idea.
And then you bat again later.
Insane. Yeah. No, I don't. Yeah.
Out of order.
Yeah, he could actually bat twice in a row, right?
Right, yeah.
It was one of those things that they floated, and it, trial balloon-wise, blew up like the Hindenburg, but I agree with Fred.
Sounds like a Savannah banana rule.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Now, again, when we were talking about it, I do appreciate the innovation aspect of it, just because, you know, as a guy that played baseball and college baseball, younger people aren't into it as much.
Sure.
Fred, anything else?
I think the last one would just be an order, executive order, to ban the Dodgers from outbidding everybody else on all the best players.
Just ban the Dodgers in general.
Yeah, okay. There we go. I don't think that we'd have a large problem with that. Sue, do you have any executive orders you'd like to issue this afternoon on the Mark Reardon Show?
Yes, no time change. We are going to stick with one and go with it through the entire year, and I want it to be daylight saving. I don't like the fall back. It's dark as midnight at 4:30.
Mm-hmm. So in other words, when we spring forward here.
That's it.
Right? We're done. And I do think, like, there is a chance for that perhaps happening, because there have been bills. They just would have to, you know, get the Senate and the House to both vote on that.
When I was in college at Indiana, the time never changed.
Hoosier time, yeah.
Yeah, we were half on Eastern and then half on Central.
Right. Mm-hmm. I am familiar with that. All right, anything else, Sue Thomas?
Well, mine are actually could happen, I suppose. But since I had to find a new person to do taxes this year, I really would like to have a flat tax so you don't have to pay somebody to do it. You could just fill it all out, turn it in, and you're done. The complexity of taxes makes me nuts.
Well, they had promised that. If you go back 10 or 12 years, it was going to be the taxes on a postcard. It hasn't happened. And for those people for some people, taxes are pretty simple. But for some others of us who have income from different sources and we have deductions that are legal that we take, it does get rather complicated. I get it with the flat tax. I've been, you know, someone who's been more of a proponent of that. But then you have, you know, it's a user tax, right? So you pay more for a sales tax or whatever you're buying. But then people are going to complain about that because it hurts, you know, poorer people a little bit more. Right. You could have exceptions carved out as well. But I'm with you on that one, Sue. I like that.
Mm. And the only other one I had was, I don't like that pools close down right because it's Labor Day. It's hot here till October. I would like to be the judge of when pools close that I can go to.
That's the mandate.
I like that too. But that's actually a good point because of climate. Look, the warmer weather. We could have had the pools open until about Thanksgiving this year, Sue. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
I get the idea that a lot of pools close when their lifeguards go back to high school.
That's what
Fred,
it is.
I'm
right.
just not going to over
you
it. This is
it,
a fantasy.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, but with an executive order, we can just make those kids stay home and not go to school.
That's right.
Right? We can keep away from college. Ethan, do you have any executive orders you'd like to issue?
So before I go, we do have a couple of responses on the YouTube stream. The first one comes from Michael, who says that his executive order is moving the Super Bowl to Saturday. And maybe, I guess, this is with the thought that you have a day to recover, I'm assuming, because, you know, like kind of like you guys were saying, Super Bowl Monday, no one wants to go to work the day after the Super Bowl. So I think this is kind of something to maybe...
Mark brought it up. That was one of his.
Mark wants the Monday off.
This is a little bit... Look, I'm all for a compromise in executive orders as well.
So that is the first
reasonable.
One. This next one is from Rez Merlda. That's a name. And this one says that you should get a vacation day for your birthday.
That's a good one. I think we may have just started recently doing that. I could be completely wrong.
Really?
I think that might be a thing here now.
But don't we have a policy at Odyssey St. Louis where most people have to send reply all emails, and we have this time off policy?
You have to send your time off request to the entire St. Louis team or something.
But my point is, isn't there a policy that you can basically take as much time off as you want?
Yeah,
flex
time.
Here's what they said.
Yeah. They call it FTA.
Right.
That's right. You're supposed to be able to do that, but they also say, plus we're going to keep an eye on
make sure you don't do it.
So, I mean, I don't know.
But check into the birthday thing, Mark. I'm telling you. You're always looking for an excuse to be off.
I'm in the latter stages of my career and my life. I'm going to take as many damn days off as I possibly can.
I think at your age, once you have a birthday, that's a celebration in itself, Mark.
Just The fact that I'm
just
still
being
alive.
Still alive.
Look,
yeah.
I'm encouraged though, and this is being, like, even Fred's taking his days off. Fred's taking his days off. He's traveling
yeah.
this spring.
Yeah, you go, Fred. Fred's going to Japan.
I know. Pretty impressive.
I don't know if Alex knew that.
I
Ethan,
don't know that.
Any others?
Yes,
that people have contributed.
So mine are my next couple ones are just more so just public courtesy. Like, let's think about other people. First off, if you're on an airplane, keep your damn shoes on.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your shoes on.
I can't yes. argue with
I'm
that.
I'm going to agree with all of
and
this.
The next
wait. One exception. Kids under 10. How about that?
Oh, that's fair.
Okay. All right. There you go.
Maybe
Ethan,
I can make
like
an exception for it. You know, maybe I'm willing to compromise
okay.
if we can
right.
get.
I'm guilty of it
10.
Every once in a while. I'll be honest. I'll take my shoe off, let it breathe for a second, and then
yeah.
Slip
but
the
you know what?
Right.
Everyone else is breathing
yeah,
in what's
yeah,
in your shoe.
You know?
This is an enclosed space, Alex Rich.
You don't want the flip flops, but you'll do that on an airplane.
I mean, I don't got like my smelly like football cleat on.
Okay.
You know, it's like
right.
you know.
Are you keeping foot powder in that thing?
I do it.
Okay,
times.
Then,
yeah,
then maybe
a dry
we can
foot's
focus
a,
on that.
A healthy, happy foot.
Yeah.
Dude, when I lived at Hillcrest Hall at the University of Missouri, which is on Stevens campus, we had suites, all right? This was 1983, 84. We had suites. We had, you know, shared bathroom with the room that was on the other side. And there was a kid that played baseball from Mizzou. His name was Harold. I don't remember his last name. But he had... Harold's feet were legendary in Hillcrest Hall because you could smell them the entire freaking hallway, and he'd take off his damn shoes. It was awful. Just awful. So I flash back to that, unfortunately.
And then my last one, also, once again, back on, you know, either any sort of public transportation, but the main one that comes to mind is on a plane. Once again, wear earbuds if you're going to play audio or a movie or music or something.
Oh, yeah.
I do not want to hear what is going on in the seat behind me, especially if I'm on an early flight or something. I want to be able to relax. I don't want to have to hear your stupid Candy Crush saga playing in the back seat behind me.
Agreed.
Okay, I have a slight... Well, wait a second.
I hate it unless it's me.
Here's the thing.
I hate it unless it's me.
My executive order would be... Exactly.
You know?
Mine would be banned earbuds because I hate them. Now look, I have my Bose Quiet Comfort. They're noise canceling. I don't think people can hear the music unless I really really crank it.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not wearing earbuds.
Yeah, but
I
hear
headphones. They're all the same idea. Something that's going to be prevent
you're
other
saying,
people from
yes,
hearing
yes,
it. Where
yes,
it's
yes.
only you.
Fair enough. Because you know, people play games and stuff like that, and they just watch movies without headphones.
Oh,
in
that
sometimes.
Drives me nuts.
So yes. Bose
ones sometimes make me a little the over the ears at times when I'm listening to music and the noise canceling. I don't know about you guys, but I get pretty motion sick.
Trip you out,
and they kind of mess with my. I don't know if it's my equilibrium or maybe
you
I'm just crazy.
You have over-the-ear headphones
yeah,
on
yeah,
right
but
now.
Yeah, but it's these aren't noise. These aren't necessarily good noise canceling. I'm talking about the ones that are fully over the ear, like the new
yeah,
Apple
you can't
ones.
Hear a thing outside of it. Is
yeah,
that
you
what you're
can't
talking
hear
about?
A,
yeah.
like they. You cannot yeah. hear a thing. They make me a little dizzy, a little sick at
like
times.
Like claustrophobic.
As well.
Wise,
no,
like
no.
if you close your eyes, you're like, where am I? Right
yeah,
now?
Maybe a little. Maybe I'm just crazy. Which
well,
is more likely.
That we can accept anymore.
Yep. Nope. Let's see. We got back another baseball one. DLW 1904 in the chat says, executive order, no designated hitter in the National League, and go back to the old-fashioned schedule where you play your division opponents.
I don't like that either.
Mm-mm.
That's what I like. Look, the DH is here. I know that the baseball purists don't like it. I like Fred's, you know, golden at bat ban. How about this? An executive order to have the Cardinals... like do something at all to get us excited about the 25
bell,
season.
Sue. Hit that
yeah.
bell, Sue.
Right. Wednesday afternoon, the CNN defamation case was big and it was undercovered, I think. We covered a little bit on this show. Nick Fontecchio, who was covering it every day, is going to join us after the top of the hour and have some insights on that. It was wrapped up last week. I think some of the damages are still being awarded because they ended up, you know, the jury found CNN liable and then they cut a deal like, okay, we're gonna write a check. And I don't know how much that check will, but Nick's going to fill us in on all that.
Good.
Alex, we are going to maybe focus on golf this weekend at the St. Louis Golf Expo,
yeah,
right?
I mean, you need to focus on golf at any chance you get, but that's the goal. That's for sure the goal.
Well, I was, you know, when I go to Vegas, I usually take a lesson from a PGA pro at the Butch Harmon School, and John Horschman is his name, and he had to be out of town this weekend, so that's the blame for my golf game not
that's
getting off
is,
the ground
huh?
here. But let's talk with Dick Stevens, who's in charge of the St. Louis Golf Expo. Dick, welcome to the show on 97.1 FM Talk. You're going to make people feel maybe a little warmer during a cold weekend with the Golf Expo at the St. Charles Convention Center. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having us on. Yeah, I mean, the golf show season is always in the cold weather. It kind of get everybody excited. And the show is January 31 through February 2. So it kicks off a week from Friday. Yeah.
Here again, I'm screwing up my weekends. Like, I mean, left and right, it's unbelievable. Around. All right, so next
weekend. It's all good.
Well, those of us who play golf, we love to spend money on things that we think will help us play better golf, and they usually don't. But we love to see new equipment and stuff like that, and that's part of the expo?
Oh, my gosh, it's unbelievable in there. About a third of our square footage is dedicated to golf equipment sales, both the brand new stuff that's just coming out, which I'll talk about just briefly in a second, and then just incredible sales on equipment for every range, nearly every brand. But we have the brand new stuff in there. Pro-Am Golf USA is our retailer. We have an indoor 100-foot testing driving range inside there, and the equipment that people will be trying at St. Louis is the stuff that came out this morning at the PGA show for the first time in the world.
Wow.
So St. Louis Golf Expo is the first consumer golf show in the planet Earth that the public can see this stuff. And then we have a great, amazing setup with PXG as well. So the brand new equipment's right there to test, get fitted, and buy it right there.
You know, our friend Alex Rich, you know Alex a little bit, man, when he gets a hold of a good drive, now he sprays them like we all do, but every once in a while, when he gets a hold of one, Dick, holy cow, goes more than 300 yards.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I appreciate it, Mark. Well, some of that's to do. Go ahead.
Oh, no. Matter of fact, Alex, we want to give you a slot in our brand new indoor St. Louis skills competition. I'm not going to charge you because you're such a good dude.
I'm in.
But this is kind of our version of the TGL. It's the first time we've ever done it. We're allowing 100 people to compete for cash and prizes in the simulator, on the putting green, and the chipping area. And we'll have a grand champion on this following that weekend.
I love it.
Hey, Dick,
I'm in.
Explain, you know, I haven't really gotten into the TGL, and I'll be honest with you, as a fan of professional golf, it caught me off guard. I started watching it last week. Will you describe what that is all about? It's sort of like a hybrid, you know, simulator golf, but then they play on a real green and they chip around the green, right?
Yeah, and the green moves. It's on. It's got about 300 little plates under that are elevators, so every time they step in the green, the contour changes. It's 100% made for television sport, and the simulator they're hitting into is about the size of a highway billboard. It's gigantic, and they build a stadium all across the country where these guys go and play and compete in front of a live audience. But it's a blast. We've been advertising on it. I mean, that's an indoor golf. We're indoor golf. It's a perfect synergy.
Yeah, it looks like a lot of fun. It sort of caught me off guard, and I think they were playing on ESPN again last night. You also have some VIP packages available, don't you?
Yeah, we do. I mean, when you just walk in, it's just a general admission ticket to the St. Louis Golf Show. If you get there in line at the right time, you get free balls. You get a free round of golf. You get a ticket to the Stiefel Charity Classic PGA Champions Tour event. You get a ticket to the Battle Hawks game. And then about six other offers just for having the ability to walk through the front door of the show. Bam, you're going to get that stuff. And then our Players Tour Pass has about double those offers. And then you get to walk around with a rock star badge. You get to go to the front of the line. I mean, our swag is our bobblehead.
Well, we like Vizzle Izzle Pizzle on this show for sure. Hey, tell folks where they can buy tickets. We're almost out of time here, Dick. Where can you go?
STLGolfExpo.com has all the information, the activities, 100 exhibits. We'll see you guys there.
Yeah, next weekend, January 31st to February 2nd, St. Charles Convention Center. Alex Rich, great to see you.
Hey, and I'm going to go out there and win that I'm going to go try to win it for us.
I'm going to come out
for
there
the Mark
with
Rudin show.
We'll do it. Since it's not this weekend, it's next weekend. I can pull it off.
I love it.
Get more at 971talk.com.